On Wednesday, the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan filed a lawsuit against Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security for records related to the detention of a former Marine Corps veteran and U.S. citizen. Last Thanksgiving, Hilmar Ramos Gomez suffered a post-traumatic stress disorder-related mental health episode, and the Grand Rapids Police Department arrested him on the roof of the Butterworth Spectrum Health Hospital in Grand Rapids. An off-duty GRPD captain asked Immigration Customs Enforcement to, quote, check his status, end quote. Despite extensive evidence of his U.S. citizenship, Ramos Gomez was taken into ICE into custody with his American passport in his possession on December of last year, the same day he was to be released from Kent County Jail.
Here, ICE was in possession of absolutely clear, unequivocal evidence that Hilmar was a United States citizen. They even knew he was a Marine, and yet they locked him up and tried to deport him. They ignored all of that other evidence. And this is not an isolated incident.
That's Miriam Ackerman from the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan. According to government data in 2016, over 800 citizens were held in immigration detention centers. But according to Ackerman, ICE is refusing to hand over data on wrongfully detained and deported U.S. citizens and legal immigrants.
And we need to make sure that ICE releases not just information about why they tried to deport this U.S. citizen, even though they had evidence that he was a U.S. citizen, but also how many more people have suffered in the same way. How many other U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents have been detained or deported by ICE?
Ramos Gomez's mother, Maria Gomez Velasquez, would like the community at large to hold ICE responsible for what happened to her son.
No nomás de estar maltratando personas así en esa manera.
ICE doesn't know who they're going to pick up. They just can't treat people like that.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.